This is Tom Arms and Look At Radio's World Report for the week beginning the 1st of August. Look At broadcast tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. It's time for the Olympics. Friday, the 5th of August, the month-long Games officially open in Rio de Janeiro. Participating for the first time in the Games will be a team from South Sudan and a team of athletes from refugee camps. Conspicuous by their absence will be an official Russian team, banned because of state-sponsored doping. But the Russians will stage their own 20-nation military version of the Olympics called the International Army Games. Among the countries participating will be Iran, who next week will also take delivery of a Russian S-300 surface-to-air missile system capable of downing attacking ballistic missiles. The Iranian President Hassan Rouhani is off to Azerbaijan next week for talks on improving regional trade links. While on Tuesday, the Prime Minister of Singapore, Sian Lung, will be entertained at the White House. 2 days later, President Barack Obama turns 55. Just north of Singapore in Malaysia, a controversial National Security Act takes effect on Monday. The act gives the Prime Minister power to arrest suspected terrorists without a warrant. Meanwhile, in South Africa, there are national local elections next week, and in Jordan, campaigning starts for that country's parliamentary elections next month. In Thailand, there is a constitutional referendum. Back in the United States, John Hinckley Jr., the man who attempted to assassinate President Reagan in 1981, will be conditionally released after 35 years in a psychiatric hospital. And finally, twins of the world will gather for their annual get-together in, wait for it, Twinsburg in Ohio. And that was next week's news today so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned after this message for the expanded Look Ahead World Analysis. This is Tom Arms of Look Ahead Radio's expanded World Analysis for the week beginning the 1st of August. Look Ahead broadcast tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. The Olympic torch arrives in Rio de Janeiro on Thursday, and on Friday it is carried into the Maracanã Stadium to start the 27th Modern Summer Olympics. The cut-down opening ceremony will be attended by a number of dignitaries, including Secretary of State John Kerry, London Mayor Sadiq Khan, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, and French President François Hollande. Conspicuous by her absence will be Brazil's Dilma Rousseff, who is suspended from her presidential role while awaiting her impeachment trial. The country's economic problems have also forced major budget cutbacks. The opening ceremony will only be 10% of the cost of the 2012 London Games. Organizers say the money is better spent on the city's sewers. Also absent from the Games will be the official Russian team, although a handful of Russian athletes will attend as individuals. Next week, the Russians will have a military version of the Games called the International Army Games. 20 nations will participate in a mixture of sports and war games. The US was invited, but refused to attend. The only NATO country going is Greece. Iran next week takes delivery of Russia's S-300 air defense system. The surface-to-air missiles were developed by the former Soviet Union in 1979 and are capable of knocking out incoming ballistic missiles as well as attack planes. The sale is seen as another sign of a strengthening Iranian-Russian relationship. Also strengthening is relations between Iran and Azerbaijan. Over the past 10 years, they've been generally cool because of Azerbaijan's ties with Israel. But this week, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani will visit Baku to strengthen trade ties. Both countries need to attract foreign investment and believe that the best way to do that is to boost regional trade. In South Africa, the ruling ANC faces a major test in local elections across the country. President Jacob Zuma has become increasingly unpopular as the economy nosedives and corruption scandals involving himself and his ministers refuse to disappear. Protests are also expected in Malaysia on Monday when the National Security Act takes effect. The act gives Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak the power to declare any area a security risk and arrest any individual in the designated area without a warrant. Human rights organizers have branded the act as a step towards dictatorship. Razak himself is accused of being involved in a $700 million financial scandal. And that was next week's news today so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned for World Viewpoints with myself and Lockwood Phillips.